hearts. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you glory today. We give you glory. You are the object of our best affection, Lord. We love you, love you, love you. Everything good. You're everything good. You're everything good, Lord. You are everything good. You are so faithful to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ron, I need you to come up here with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Ron. Need you help me go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Come here, Deb. The wind will blow and a change will come. I'm going to fill you with a cloud that no enemy can succumb. You'll be filled to the full. All inflammation will flush out and you will return to your youth, and there shall be no doubt. And now the days of ease. 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 Now the days of ease. Come here, Bill. Come on. Right now, 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 washed out, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, never again. Affliction shall not arise a second time, right now. Right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Tovra, Lord. Tovra, Tovra, Lord. Tovra. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you want me to say that? There's a guest coming. There's a guest coming today. I'm assuming it's some sort of angelic activity. So you just be blessed. Woo, the anointing's strong in here. If you're a visitor here and you're not used to this, just relax. It's all good. You'll be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Where's Rhonda? Come here, Rhonda, girl. You're my little girl, says the Lord. And all chapters are closed. Brand new chapters now exist. Every old thing passed away. On into the brand new. On into the brand new. Everything will be brand new. Amen. Is she the one? Is she the one? Yes. Okay. You are wearing a seamless garment in the spirit realm. And you and I both have to find out all about that. That's what I heard. I know Jesus had a seamless garment, which meant he was wealthy. See, people think Jesus was poor. Jesus wasn't poor. But it means more than that. It's royal. And it's yours. And right now, God's going to touch you and wipe out all past chapters. That anything that tried to be left over and make you hang on to something in the past, it's over right now. Okay? You ready? You going to take it?
Yes, ma'am.
Now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory. Anyone in here and you're suffering from dis-ease? Any kind of dis-ease or disease, come down here right now. It's leaving you right now. If you're in dis-ease, something's not easy on you. It's leaving you right now by the power of Almighty God. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Never again. Now. You can just take whatever you want right where you are. It's just take it where you are. Just take it. We just got it cranked up here, but just take it wherever you are. Just take what you want. The glory's here. The glory of God is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the glory. You ready? All dis-ease gone. Well, now hold on before we just do this. What is that, Lord? Interpret, please. I saw a lumberjack come to your house. Okay, the Lord will show you what that means, but he's clearing out something. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And whatever it is here that you need, in Jesus' name. Oh, we're supposed to get back so they can land on the carpet. Sorry, guys. Come. Sorry, I'm a little bit.
Me too.
You too? No more. In Jesus' name now. They're backfiring on us, aren't they? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Are you up here in line? Okay, I thought you were ushering there for a minute because you got your shiny badge on there. Thank you, Jesus. No more. No more. No more eating fruit from this anymore. In the name of Jesus, now. Woo! How you doing? Okay.
Mark prayed over it already. Bill prayed over it already, but
might as well finish it off. Okay. Well, Jamie, come up here and help usher, please. Not trying to boss y'all around, but might need help for this big boy. Like your shirt. In the name, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for it, Lord. Ooh. Come here, let's pray. Let's get David in on this right now. We've already sent the word. David, listen to me. There's no space in the spirit. I command your body to your immune system, your body to receive the light and the life of the Zoe life of God. Appetite return in Jesus' name. Come up, come up, come up in Jesus' name. You sent forth your word and you healed him, and we're agreeing with what we said earlier in the name.
Thank you.
All right, where's Art Jr.? Come on off there, brother. We're going to go ahead and take care of that car right now. In the name of Jesus, I command the Liberator to fix this situation. I thank you, Father, for the outcome. I thank you for the brand newness of what is about to come into their hands in Jesus' name. All right, it's done. We've agreed. The Lord's agreed with you, and you have it in Jesus' name. How many? 17 paid off vehicles. 17 of them. If you're one of them, you better tell God thank you. Something keeps like erupting. You know, I don't know. I'm just telling you what God said. It's like something erupting all the time. It keeps coming back and erupting. If you'll run down here, that thing will be cut off forever. Okay. You and God know what it is. We're not going there. Just get there. Okay. It's not going to erupt anymore. It's over. Y'all come up on the carpet. Whoa. Need some boys, we need some help up here. Gentlemen. Richard, come up and help us. Matthew, yeah, come on. Just might need to help Don in a minute. Just be on the call here if somebody needs you. We're going to start with Jana. All right, Lord, thank you for it. There's nothing you won't do for this girl. Nothing you won't do for this one. You'll do everything. You are her daddy.
Amen.
And you will do anything for her. And so, this is over now. It's over. Jesus. No more eruptions. It's over. So the Lord wants me to just put one finger on your chin. And when I do it, every eruption is forgotten. It's over and will not be remembered anymore. And you'll be free from this, whatever it is, in Jesus' name. You ready? Jesus. You ready? No more eruptions. Jesus. Come here, Pat. Don't touch her. Nobody touch her. Come here, Bonnie. No more eruption. This is the last time. Nothing else. You know, every cell has a door. And you're filled with the life and the life, the Zoe life of God. And nothing's going to disrupt you or erupt anymore in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Don't grab me. Remember what you're doing. Jesus' name. No more eruptions. Yeah. Now. No more. It's done. We're never going to see it again. It's over. Jesus! Everybody good? You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Woo! Glory to God. The visitation has begun. I'm okay. Thank you for helping me. It just got so strong. I was, whew. Thank you for it, Lord. Butch, you all right? He looked like a football player put him down. Boom! Ooh, well, happy Palm Sunday. Every gland in your body, here's your promise from Father. From this point on, until the day you cross over, will work like perfect youth, perfect alignment from this day forward. Take it in Jesus' name. The Lord says you're the apple of His eye. Anybody crosses you, crosses Him. There's a guard in front of you, a guard in back, an angel that gets you up, and an angel that puts you to bed. He's guarding your life because you are called to the glory of God and will minister in deep places. The anointing is upon you to do deep things. You've learned of me. You've listened to me. This is the Lord talking, not me. And I will see. What? Okay. And I'll see to it that every plan I have for you comes to pass. Now I need to know about this. Is that about her? About everybody? So, Brother Stevens has seen this meeting from heaven. Now, Brother Stevens was a man who was in Marble Falls. Bonnie, right? Gay Gailey's family married into Brother Stevens' family. The little redhead that we love right here, Katie?
Yes.
Okay, her and her husband are related to Brother Stevens. Now, Brother Stevens was here in this town, and he was really, really best friends with a pastor named Brother Max Copeland. Yeah. And in the early days, and Brother Stevens is a soul winner, just a soul winner. And he was also the pastor of the Baptist Church. It's probably before y'all were born, but Gay knows all about it. Now she's in heaven, so she's not here to tell us about it. But so Brother Stevens lived here. Okay, Elsie might remember him. Do you remember Theron Stevens? You don't remember? Okay. So he was here, and then he moved to San Marcos when he was an older gentleman, and he came to our ministry, and it was his church. And he had lost his sight at the time, and he could quote the Bible word for word. And we prayed with him every week, and he just said we were his church. So he had this real fondness for us. So we think he's our heavenly connection. When he went to heaven, I think he told Jesus, you need to send those girls to Marble Falls. Now you're like, that's way out there. Not really. Not if you're heavenly minded. Because the Bible says, we have proof in the Bible that there is a cloud of witnesses, and they're watching over us. And so evidently he's had something to do with this day, and I just need to say that out loud. I think we'll find out what that means. Sometimes you say things out loud and then you'll find out. Now I need to tell you something. We had a wonderful women's meeting yesterday, and I went to the restroom. I was drying my hands off after washing them, and the Spirit of the Lord dropped down on me in the throne room in there, in the restroom, and it was pouring down rain here. Did y'all see all that? You're pouring down rain. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, there are three winds coming. One of them is in the natural. The second one is supernatural, and it will change atmospheres. And then he was quiet. He didn't tell me what the third wind was. But when I left here, it had been pouring down rain, and the wind started. The natural wind started. And I don't know what y'all saw. I literally saw the ground dry up. And I'm like going, it just poured down rain here, and I'm driving on dry streets. And all the way home, it was dry in front of me. And it just happened. All the witnesses are here pouring down on this metal roof. And when I pulled into my driveway had no water on it. Nothing. The whole place was just dry. That wind swept through and changed the atmosphere quickly. That's exactly what the supernatural wind is doing today. It's changed our atmosphere, and whatever you received today is changing your atmosphere. And for those of you, most of you are aware, but the anointing, the glory is heavy. So that's why sometimes I need a little help standing up in it, because it gets heavy. It's so powerful, you just want to fall down. People aren't doing courtesy drops here. The anointing's so strong on them, the glory's so strong, it buckles their knees. Amen. So if you need a little help with that, you'll get it as we go, but you're really going to enjoy the rest of the service in this atmosphere. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's try to receive our offering. We won't try. We'll do it. I got to remember where I was going. Everybody good today? Hey, listen, ladies. That Awake meeting, our speaker for that meeting, one of them, is April Osteen. You know who the Osteens are? So get excited about that. She's the Friday night speaker. So I'm really excited to hear her. I haven't been around her in years, but I love those Osteens. Amen. I'm trying to tell you where to turn to. Someone might have to look it up for me because I'm in a zone right now. I'm looking for, I need Gay to be here. I'm looking for Jesus telling Peter he needs to use his boat. Where's that? Somebody tell me. Come on, Lord. You just tell me because I need you because I can't think right now. Where is it? Somebody look up the word net and you'll find it. I know it's unusual, but I'll come down a little here in a second. Just give me a minute. Find it for me, Tim. Yeah, that one will work. Thank you. Yeah, that's the one I want. That's good. Okay, go to Luke 5. Lord, help me with this.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Glory. Can y'all feel the power of God in here? From glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we asked for. This morning we were in prayer back here, and we were praying in tongues. And I started saying, Tovra, Tovra, Tovra. And I thought, well, that's... Yeah, I'm just saying something in the spirit. And then I thought, Tov means good in Hebrew. And so I thought, I wonder what Ra is. Who looked it up? Timothy looked it up. It means victory. We were saying, good victory, good victory, good victory. Or good victory. Both ways. Isn't that cool? We got interpretation. Are you there? Came to pass that as the people pressed upon to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the boat. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, or Rabbi, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and that they should come in and help them. Now that's a good harvest. When it's so much, you got to get everybody else to help you gather it in. And you can just give it away. That's a good harvest. Now notice, I got this from Brother Jerry. This is good. Usually when I preach on this, I'll preach on the nets. The fact that he put one net out instead of all of them that Jesus told him to. Jesus said put out the nets. He put out one net. That's why he needed help. So notice Jesus needed a platform to preach off of. So Peter sowed the seed. Come on. Peter sowed the seed of using the boat. Okay, I'm going to let you use my place here. Amen. So Jesus gets up there and preaches, and now he's ready to give Peter a harvest. I'm going to tell you something you may not have thought of before. He says to him, he says to him, ooh, it got quiet in here. Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Simon answering said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night. He says, nevertheless, at thy word. Now that word there is rhema. It's a rhema word. When you've sown your seed, seek a rhema so you can get your harvest. What is God saying about your harvest? What does God want you to do about your harvest? We had sown and sown and sown, and we were looking for a harvest, and we didn't have the breakthrough yet. And God had me in harvest time is always more expensive, but God told me, sow a seed to Pastor Nancy from the church. And so we did, and a couple of days later, here came the harvest.
Amen.
Just shot on up. The rhema was, you need to sow to Nancy. That's your harvest seed right there. Just sow to Nancy, okay? Now, he may tell you, you've sown the seed. He may give you a word to be speaking over it. You're going to have to say something.
Yes, you are.
But he may give you a word. Now, I want you to quote this word over your heart. My God shall supply all my needs according to our given it shall be given unto you. Or, oh, you know, there's a thousand of them in there. There's more words on prosperity than anything else. Amazing. So, but look for your rhema, and you'll find that your harvest will come in sooner. But now think about it this way, church. What did Jesus do? He only said what the Father said. In all the instances, so that ought to give us a clue right there of what, don't just go be random. Oh, well, you know, this is the one I know the best. My God shall supply all my needs. It's the one I can quote. Well, what if that's not the rhema? You with me? Find out what God is telling you to water your seed with, what word he's telling you to harvest with. He may tell you to go over to James to harvest. Well, there was a big hint from the Holy Ghost. The Lord of the host sends out reapers. Amen. And the Bible says in Colossians that we thank the Father. There's another hint. Thank you, Father. So a thank you is always appropriate. But there's a rhema word involved. Y'all know what a rhema word is? Okay. It's a word that has a quickening on it. Like what we have on us right now from what God just did. Words are quickened. Words have power. That's why when the word is preached, your faith goes up because those words have power on them. The Bible's not just a book.
That's right.
It's the anointed word of God.
Amen.
Get a rhema. You receive it today? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. Thank you, Lord, for revealing that to us. We bless you and we praise you. We thank you for every tither, Lord. Your word says that if we tithe, that we will be protected. You said the devourer is rebuked. You said the windows of heaven are open. You said that we would come and worship you and thank you that we've come out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. You said, Lord, that the tithe was holy. You said, Lord, that it was a devoted thing, and we are devoted to you, and we devote our tithe to you today. And Father, I thank you for it. And Lord, for the giver, I thank you that these scriptures are true and they're right. That if we give, it'll be given back to us. That you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. You're mindful of us. You increase us more and more all of the time. We are able to give in abundance to every good work because we have this grace upon us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Come on, brothers.